I'm Lily.
I'm Lorraine.
And we are caffeinated.
And on the train.
Unfortunately, we're really neither, and we were recording this in between classes, but we're doing a rapid fire round.
Yeah, this is like so, high energy.
High energy. The adrenaline is pumping.
This is how much we love you, dear listener.
We wanted to make sure that you knew what we were up to, so here we are. We have about 18 minutes to record this, so...
So what are we up to?
What are we up to? Well, as you might have remembered, Lorraine started working 40 hours a week, and yeah, tell us how that's been going.
You know, it's been going surprisingly well. It may not seem it because I'm sort of a mess right now, but I have been feeling really energized. I'm not usually super tired at the end of the day. I often have like a little bit of a slump in the mid-afternoon where I'm like, oh.
Hey, that sounds right about now.
Wow, what a coincidence. But I've been getting everything done. I've been making it to work, making it to classes. The one thing is I have learned I am really not doing a good job of doing homework after work. So I need to reevaluate my technique of this because I keep... saying like, oh, I'll do that thing after.
And what happens?
I just don't do it. Even if it's like kind of small stuff, or I like do it, but it takes forever.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think in my beliefs, there's kind of a limited amount of, I hate to say this, but I think that there's like a limited amount of like certain types of focus that you're able to give in a day. So I think maybe you have to sort of like work with yourself of like, yeah, I know that's probably not what you want to hear.
No, but I feel like it's not just that there's limited amounts, but there's also differences in, like, when I can do different things.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's, like, part of what I'm trying to say. It's not like you have just steady capacity to concentrate or, like, exert yourself in a certain way continually throughout the day. I think so.
So I think if I could manage to,
strategy.
Like, shift my sleep a couple hours earlier and get up earlier and do the homework in the morning.
What time are we talking?
Like four.
Come on, I think that's how early you're getting up now, isn't it?
No, I'm like 5:30.
4:30.
I'm getting up at 5:30.
Okay, that's I'm getting up at 5 nowadays. So
oh, you're so.
Yeah, you're like turned on by that.
Yes.
Oh yeah, 5, so hot. Anyway, I can cut that out.
I don't have to.
We are delirious. Let me just say. Anyway, yeah, okay. So we'll check in our next podcast and how that goes with the shipping. But I really do think what I'm trying to say is a matter of strategy. Like, it's not actually maybe a matter of, like, it's just not possible.
Yeah.
It's like working with yourself.
I don't need my full brain on at work the whole time because a lot of it is, like, copying stuff into spreadsheets and, like, responding to emails. So I think I could do that. I could put in a lot of mental energy in the morning and then do all that work in the afternoon and without the quality of the work suffering.
Yeah.
But I'm not finding myself able to do it in reverse very easily.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I personally definitely struggle. Like, it's kind of unheard of even to do a lot of types of work in the evening. It's just... it's so, I'm just not, to do like a small amount of work is sometimes appalling, like how long it can take me. Like, it's not necessary. Mm-hmm. Something needs to be done. Someone needs to stop me.
It's not efficient.
No, far from it.
Not what Germany would want.
No. No. So, yeah, okay, well, I'm still so proud of you. Like, what the hell? Only you. And I mean that in the sweetest of ways. Speaking of which, though, I'm hoping to try to get a third job, so fun stuff. Mm. Yeah.
So will you tell the listener about your jobs, what you're up to?
So, I mean, I'm loving life, actually. Like,
This makes me so happy.
I'm enjoying everything that I'm doing. I mean, it's interesting to see, like, again, I think in terms of, like, what you're focusing your energy on and, like, what kind of energy you're also allowing into your life, I have found, because I feel like I've also done some cleaning in my, like, general life of, like, cutting things that don't serve me, not to be cliche to say that, but it's really true. Like, yeah, I enjoy everything that I'm doing in my life, including I have two jobs, and I want to get, like, a university-y job. Mm-hmm. That's my next thing, because basically I work in a cafe part-time, and I also babysit part-time, and the babysitting market right now for Lily Chikanowitz is booming. I'm getting all kinds of job offers left and right, really. I almost knocked my computer off my lap. I would say the one thing is, like, and I'm kind of, I find, like, some of my classes are way more, I have way more motivation and, like, I'm way more interested in them than others. And
not to
I
name names.
Don't know what to do about that, because that's just kind of, because I'm busy, like, I would rather like do like a really good job on the things that I'm really interested in, and like sometimes not do the other things. I gotta sort that out, because it's getting, or else I, what I really did though is just change it so that I'm taking one of those classes and writing my paper in the class that's interesting, and like not worrying so much about the other one, but trying to at least like go to class, be familiar with the text, but like I don't know. It's not my best look, not my best side, but
fun. That's a podcast thing. Idea for the future. Note to selves:
yes.
Would be how to make the most out of a class that you
just like
that
don't
into.
Really like, or just yeah. I mean, yeah, exactly. Because that's the reality of the situation for me at the moment. Is I also had a friend visiting, and so I think this week I'm playing catch up a bit, and that's kind of a thing that I'm dealing with. But there definitely are certain classes that are falling by the wayside at the moment. So yeah, that is a good idea, podcast idea.
One of the classes that's following by the wayside is the one that we are
about to go to.
We're not going to be late. We're going to get this done.
Yeah. So then the last thing, oh yeah. So I think the one thing that I would like to do more of, like I started out the semester like with good intentions and also like working on some of these tasks, but like I'd like to get a little bit stronger on my like outside extra university kind of things, such as sending abstracts to conferences, perhaps finding as I said, like a job that I can like put on my resume more, like a university type job. Ideally, one of doing research somehow, but like I'm also grateful because I'm probably starting my master's degree over effectively, so I'll have 2 more years to do that. But those are kind of things I'm hoping to like do more of in the next weeks. Yeah. So if you're listening to this and you know of a conference that I might be interested in, please send me that call for papers.
Hashtag Coat Podcast on the social media platform of your choice.
We're on all of them. So
we're not on LinkedIn.
Well, we're not on LinkedIn, but I don't even know why that's funny. But. Oh my God. Yeah, I'm feeling delirious. I'm sweaty also. I'm not sure why, but I've been sweaty all day.
So it's very humid.
It's very, that's it. It's very humid. I'm pretty clammy.
Can I say about my paper?
Yeah. Oh my God. Wait, sorry. Whoa.
We've only got like 10 minutes left. So conclusion to the epic saga of Lorraine's paper that she wrote in one night and edited in one day. I got a 1.7 on it, which is
what does it mean?
Good question. I think like a mid-80s.
Nice.
Like a A-minus kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, great.
Which I'm totally good with as a number grade. And more importantly, what I really loved about the conversation that I had with Professor when he like gave it to me and he wanted to talk through like the comments is that for all of his sort of criticisms, I had an answer. And it was just that I hadn't put that answer into the paper.
Mm.
And that made me feel really good about where I was with this project. Because like that means I can actually explain why I've done certain things or why I've made certain decisions, and it's just a matter of then learning to articulate them more clearly.
Yeah, that's a really good feedback.
Yeah,
that's yes. It's like energizing and also something that you can definitely like work on. You know, it's like a good middle ground of something that you can do more of, but then it's like you know what you need to do and you know that you have the skills to do it.
Exactly. And he was very impressed with my structure and my ability to control the arguments.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
This podcast is going to get very explicit again. Yeah.
Is this a podcast? What is this? Don't answer that. Anyway, that's pretty much all I have to say. I think we nailed it. This has been 290 seconds.
We've got 9 minutes left. That's
a lot.
To get coffee.
Yeah.
Maybe I won't even be late.
I can't even use my words. I feel like I'm, anyway, am I too caffeinated or not caffeinated enough?
That's
my first question.
Enough.
Second question is, I feel like we are phenomenal at managing our time, at least in this moment. So anyway, we're going to keep managing the hell out of our time and get some coffee.
Right.
See you around.